the Lord, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio. Once again,
amen. We just want everybody to know that we still love Jesus Christ because he's the only one that can make things possible for us and through us. We believe that all things are possible. Well, tonight's a night that we've got a lot of things that go with us tonight, but I want you to know something. Our God is an awesome God, and there is no God like our God. When God decides to do something, God brings us to a candid position. He wants us to know that he is the only one that can do what he's doing. And you know what, Baba Love? We're living in a time in a place called America. While we're seeing things, and I say things, that are happening like we've never seen them before. Why is it so? Because the one thing that I will say to you as you listen to me tonight, Satan is our main off person. His desire is to sift us like wheat. He has an argument with God because what God has done for us. All I can tell you tonight is that God loves us. That's all I can tell you tonight. God loves us. And you know, when God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And you know what? Somehow or another, Satan couldn't, he just couldn't handle it. He thought that he was going to be the one to be able to do what God has called a certain amount of people to do. Because when God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. It's up to you who are listening. The time is now. If you know that you know, oh, I know what, I'd like for some of y'all to go to me with the book of Jude. Go to the book of Jude. I want to tell you something. Amen. Amen, amen. So while you're there, make ready to do this. Amen. Amen. One of the things that I'm getting myself locked down here, because I want y'all to know something. If we go to the book of Jude, you will be very, very blessed to see what God has put in our presence. This God we serve is so good. Yum, yum, yum. Thank you, Father, because he loves us. And when he say he loves us, he means just that. He does. And when you turn with me to the book of Jude, I want to take you to a point. Man, it called me to look at the Word of God, and I said, "My God, my God, my God! Wow, what God began to reveal to me." And when we look at the book of, when we look at the Bible. And we see in the book of Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and my brother James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, it's called mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave you diligence, when I gave you diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, which is needful for me to write to you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. And if I would underscore, I would say that you should contend. We got to fight for the, we got to fight for it. You got to contend, you got to fight for the faith. What do you mean? No, I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. Spiritual. We got to, whatever you have been doing, you got to forget it and come on and go get with God's program. Because it's God's program, and what God wants to do, it's all about us. It's all about us. It's all about us. See, what I want you to know tonight, in that chapter, Amos 25 chapters, correction, verses in this book, but in the last, in chapter, in verse 4 it says, for there are certain men crept away in unawareness who were before of old ordained to the common, to condemnation. Ungodly men. Is that happening? Excuse me. Is that happening today? We have ungodly men, even today, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Look into the churches around you. Look in your surrounding around you. Lascivious and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance. And to some of you out there that are listening, I want to put you in some remembrance. Remember when you came to love Jesus Christ, every moment was all about him. When you got filled with the Holy Ghost, and before you decide to go back, all you could think about was it's all about God. It's all about God. But now, we see things differently. Why? I'm talking to the lost now. I'm talking to save also. Because I want to save men and women to tell the unsaved what they can do. And if they're not living the life that they're supposed to live in your presence, you're supposed to call them out, unsaved. I thought you said you love Jesus Christ. You can't be out of messing around with what I'm doing. See, the devil will shame you who say you love the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you tonight with the thought that's within me, and the fullness of the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus over me, that the devil does not love us. Stay with me. Well, he says these words, how that the Lord has saved the people, talking about Israel, out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. Do you know God has had anger? And I always say to see this new generation who's saying they want to do what they do when they want to do it, they got it when they're going to be by Papa. But let me tell you something. God's still watching. If God can stop Israel and the earth open up and swallow up some people that believe, you can believe the same thing. I don't want to be in that crowd. Whenever it happens, I want to be with Jesus. Let's read on. And the angel which kept not the first estate, but left their own habitation, as he has reserved an everlasting change under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day, the demons are in darkness. They are chained. But all they can do, they are chained from doing what they want to do in this world. My beloved, if I can tell you something good tonight, the God we serve is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And there is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. And I can tell you this. When you look at verse 7, fill the places that we're coming to this hour in America. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, like in the manner, giving themselves over to fornication, a man with a single woman, a single woman with a single man, a married man with a married woman. In other words, fornication and adultery and going after strange flesh. Now, what does the scripture say, strange flesh? Can somebody hear what I'm saying? I say, I know you can. Strange flesh. A man trying to make love to a man, that's strange flesh. A woman trying to make love to a woman, that's strange flesh. And I will say this, I've seen dogs run around, but I've never seen a dog, male dog, try to check another one out. They always look for the female. So why do the dogs have to have a better instinct than we do? Because we are different. We are created by God Almighty. The dogs don't have a soul, but we have a soul, and it behooves us to serve the true and living God. The time has come for us to take God at his word and believe on the word of God and live on the word of God. The more we look at it and go on after strange flesh and are set forth, for example, suffering, listen at this, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. I don't want to go to hell. If, let me say it to you like this here. I have to remind myself constantly. With all the thoughts of the devil come in, you got to plead the blood of Jesus. You got to say as it says, and you'll see it later when I'm reading on in the book. The Lord rebuked you. He told us that the Lord rebuked you. Those are powerful words in the kingdom. The Lord rebuked you. I don't rebuke you. The Lord rebukes you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's what it says. Likewise also, thou filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despite dominions, and speak evil of churches, of dignitaries. A lot of people in the church, some people are talking about the pastor, the fivefold minister, talking about those who are doing the best they can under these circumstances. But I will say to you that are listening, perhaps you want to come in, see. I will tell you, if you don't know God like I hope you know him, you got to learn something. You got to learn something. Number one, you must submit to God through Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in 1 John, the first chapter, the second chapter, it says, no man can get to the Father. He says, any man that denies God has not the Son. Any man that receives the Son has the Father. And that's what I want you to know. See, God is merciful. He's loving. He's kind. He wants us to have the best that we can in this present day. Yet Michael, the archangel, who contended with the devil, he contended, he argued with him, disputing about the body of Moses, during he not bringing against him a railing accusation. But he said, the Lord, there it is, that's the key word, the Lord rebuked thee. They speak evil of those things which they know not. But what you know naturally as brute beasts and other things, they corrupt themselves. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're in a church where the pastor has a tendency of not a full man, but he says he loves other men, you need to leave that church. Say it again. If you're at a church where a man stands up and tells you, and you find out he's with men, messing with men, you need to leave that church. Leave the pastor with everything he has, because if you don't, either you take over. If you can't do it, you got to take it over, because the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violence take it by force. So I would encourage you as believers, as is in this book of Jude, you got to fight for your faith. You got to fight spiritually. I'm not talking about physically, but I'm talking spiritually. You got to pray, you got to fast, you got to trust God. Because God's the only one that can help us. Nobody else can. President can do so much, but he ain't got the power to raise the dead. He ain't got power to give you a new heart. He ain't got the power to give you new insides. All seven parts of the body as well. But God has the authority and the power to do it. All we do is try to make you come to a point to say, it's all about you. And I want you to know this much. Our God is an awesome God. And look at what it says here. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain. Cain was a, and put it right there. Cain killed his own brother and read greedily after the error of Balaam, B-A-A-A-M, and for reward, and perished in the gainsay of Kor. These are spots in your feast of charity. He's warning them. He's talking to the Jewish people, but also he's talking to us. He has a double meaning here because they were doing that. When they feast with you, feeding themselves with fear, clouds which are without water, caring about wind, tree without fruit, wither without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the root. Rage in form of the sea, forming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is revealed, who is reserved the blackness or darkness forever. Here's what he got. We see the input. How he writes and said to the people. He said, Jude said, you're disaster, you're like raging waters of the sea, falling out of your mouth with your own shame. See, people say, well, I'm all right. Stop that lie. You're not all right. And the devil has said, God hates you. God doesn't hate you. Let me reverse it. See, the devil hates God because of what God done for us. And that's why we have a great fight. See, the devil can't do nothing to God because God is spirit, all spirit. And the devil is nothing but an angel, created angel by God. And God has the right not to destroy him, but to lock him up for life, eternal life. And that's why people don't want to hear the truth of Jesus Christ. And I've said it many times, I live and die unto the name of Jesus Christ. I know that there's going to come a day and time in our life where the devil is going to challenge us. When he challenges us, it behooves us to stay in the limelight of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And he says that, and Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things. Look, behold, the Lord's coming with his 10,000 saints. Wow. Enoch, who walked with God. To execute judgment upon all and to convince the ungodly among them that all the ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of their hard speeches with ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are memories. You got them around and look at Jude chapter 1, verse 16. There are people in your presence. Why are they holding church so long? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Nobody wants to give God the praise. Guilty. Nobody wants to give God the honor. Guilty. Nobody wants to say, Lord, without you, I can make it. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you tonight, because when we repent of all that we read in the Bible keeps us with a clean coat, The only way I can stay holy before God is I got to stay attached. Not getting detached, but I got to stay attached to God's presence. Because as it said in the book of Psalms, it said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the wings of the Almighty. Read on about it, and you'll see. Because I want to stay in God's presence. It looked like it's happening. Nope. But we'll fight us. And I'm conveying to you tonight, nobody but God is able to keep us. And I say this is concerning all the ungodly, them all ungodly deeds. See, in verse 17 it says, but beloved, remember, he's talking to us believers. Remember, you all the words was spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, who that faith told you or should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after the ungodly lust. These be those who separate themselves sensually, having not the spirit. And that's a good teaching lesson. Beholding, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking unto the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto eternal life. And some have companions making a difference. And others save and fear, putting them by the fire, hating, listening, adding every evil that goes spotted by the flesh. Now, unto him that they will keep you from the falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, domain and power, before, both now and ever. Amen. So when you look at what Jude was saying, Jude was telling us to keep our eyes open. And my beloved, I want to tell all of you, a lot of our eyes are not open. A lot of our eyes are not open. They're not. I'm not going out of you. Our lives are not open. What they open to? They open to what they want to see. They open to what they want to say. They open to what they want to do. But I thought, no. See, you don't, just because the pastor say it, don't mean you got to be right. The pastor say it. Have you decided to say what God has said? God, I ask you to show me what you would have me to do, how you want me to do it, because I know that there is no one like you. You're the only true and living God. And I want to tell you that, beloved. Our God is an open God. I want you to know this much about the God we serve. He's a great God. He's a lovable God. We're in a time where we got to remember what we're doing. Because many times there are men and women who say they love God. And you know what? The devil's going to come and test you. And you ain't got nobody but yourself. In fact, it was on that election there some years ago. And one of the governors says, so-and-so, he couldn't remember the others. And he asked them, everybody looked at him like he's crazy. So I'm telling you the same thing. Stay with God. Stay with God. I want to play some music tonight, and God will bless you. Amen.
D63H03, Healing Scripture.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 21 and 22. My son,
hello?
Listen to my words. Incline thine ear unto my shame. So it's God's will that the venial sickness alter. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maid servants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37, 23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67, 2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23, 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34, 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Psalm 41, 3, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42, 11, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7, 11, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him. Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8, 17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2, 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live under righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3, 13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5, 30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21. That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29:28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in the full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in this season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, that by reason of strength they be 80. The 91st Psalm, verses 10-16. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come by thy dwelling. For he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs 3:1-2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs 9:11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 65:22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians 6:1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew 4:23-24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew 8:2-3. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew 8:5-10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew 8:14-17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and heal all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus? Thou Son of the Most High God, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish him in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came of the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly, that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then Mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. Then Mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published him, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, I'm a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, And he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day, is this scripture fulfilled in your ears? Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits and to come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole and the other. Then Luke, the sixth chapter, the 17th through the 19th. And he came down with him, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17. And behold, there was a man who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. If then therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him alive, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this